Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just wanna talk about the boys in blue. Hey, now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey, how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know. Hey, what do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Is it true you're a deadhead too? Kid Baseball, wanna talk music with you? Hey Matt, Quintrero. Hey Matt.
No, I sing this song all the time in my head.
Yeah, you're like the dude hitting the top of the car playing Quintrero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, especially Wednesday mornings, I walk down and make my coffee. I'm like, hey, Matt, how are you, buddy?
Please tell me that's not true.
No, it is. That song is in my head all the time. You know it's in your head, too, right?
At times, like when I hear it, it's hard to get it out of there, but it's very catchy.
It is. It's fantastic. I think it needs to be played at the ballpark more often than never. So we could get that done. Musically speaking, when you watch Cole Reagan's pitch, what Grateful Dead song does that sum up? Or what Grateful Dead song kind of sums up what Cole Reagan's is all about?
Jeez. That's putting me on the spot. Wow. Well, I think yesterday he was trucking.
I was going to say that. Yesterday he definitely was, man. Like, I mean, you just kind of sit back, put a tie-dye shirt on, and just cross your legs and watch it. Like, there's nothing you have to do when this guy pitches. I mean, it's unbelievable watching him, you know. And I don't know if you ever get sick and tired of it, or you're like, ah, this is old hat, or you're a baseball guy. I love watching this guy pitch, man. It's phenomenal. No.
Yeah, I don't think you get sick. I think you'd be an idiot if you were, especially the manager, and you were sick and tired of watching somebody put up zeros.
Good.
No, definitely not. And it's funny you say that, though, because sometimes you think, okay, you know, you're watching as a fan and you think, oh, they don't have to do anything. You're just watching. But nothing, it never stops leaving your head. Like, what's the move going to be? When's, you know, because you're facing Lopez last night and it's 0-0. It's 1-1. The pitch counts are getting to where you're getting, you know, originally I'm thinking, oh, maybe he goes 8, you know, maybe he goes 9, and then all of a sudden it's 6. How do you finish the game? And it's, you know, it's never as relaxing as it seems.
Yeah, I know. But he makes it that way. Like, he just kind of just has that death stare, that, like, I got this look in his eye, and he goes out there, 10 strikeouts against Milwaukee, 11 strikeouts last night. Like, it's almost automatic. You can put this guy down for double-digit strikeouts every fifth day.
Well, that would be awesome. I mean, you know, he's been on a great run these last two starts, and that's, you know, a lot of the reason we have him as our number one starter. You know, I mean, because he can do that to different lineups. I mean, they stacked seven righties in there yesterday against him. He had the changeup. He had the curveball. He was throwing strikes with the fastball. You know, we'll see other teams that'll do the opposite and put more lefties in there to challenge him to get his slider and, you know, use the outer part of the plate. And, you know, he'll adapt to that as well. And he did that yesterday with a couple lefties that were in there. So good for him. I mean, he's throwing the ball extremely well right now, and that sets the tone for us.
Yeah, I watched that game yesterday from Franklin's Tower. Take it as it may, whatever you want to think about that. But, I watched that game yesterday, and, you know, seeing what you had available in the bullpen last night, it wasn't the three-headed monster that you had given out in the previous two nights. The reason why is because, obviously, they had pitched in the last two previous nights. But how impressive was it for those guys to get it done in the back half of that game after Cole Reagan's start?
Well, we know that's going to be the case. You know, I mean, that's if you're a good team and you're going to go on winning streaks, you're going to use every reliever you have, and they're going to pitch in different situations, because if you play close games, you know, your closer and your setup guy, they're going to pitch, and they can't pitch every game. And that's our job as an organization, to put a deep bullpen together, and that's what we feel like we've done. I mean, you look at the guys that pitched yesterday, just because they haven't gotten saves previously, they've pitched in extremely high leverage. And we talked about that all last year with guys like Zerpa and Schreiber. Those guys, they pitched huge innings for us right from the get-go last year for the first time. And now they've been there. They've done that in high leverage. They've done it in important games. Lynch had an awesome August and September for us last year. You know, Sam Long's back there. Stratton's got a world of experience doing it. So we feel really fortunate to have that depth, because we're going to need it if we're going to be a good team.
And I think also, too, if you're thinking about songs that kind of coincide with this team, They Love Each Other could be another one, because these guys seemingly always pick each other up. I mean, like making plays behind the pitchers, the bullpen arms coming in, picking up the starting staff. Vinny last night, I mean, just a little duck snort out there to get the run home and whatnot. Like, they have that kind of knack.
Well, again, you're going to have to beat teams a lot of different ways. I mean, there's going to be speed nights, there's going to be power nights, there's going to be pitching nights, there's going to be some nights we win 10-9. You know, I mean, there's just good teams find different ways to win. And that's, you know, not every night's built the same. We're going to go through stretches where runs are hard to come by. We're going to go through stretches where it's hard to get the other team out. The constants have to be the speed, the defense, playing the game hard, doing the little things, you know, when you have the opportunities. Now, some nights, you know, you just get beat. But other nights, you're going to have to string together these kinds of games, where last night, we certainly, runs were at a premium, and we were able to use our speed, Bobby's speed, to make the difference.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because do you think, like, I don't know, it's percentages, and maybe it's a dumb question, but when you talk about Bobby's speed and Griffin Jack's throwing that ball, you know, over his first or past his first baseman last night, do you think that speed is one of the first things that goes into his mind? Like, that rushes that throw, that makes him kind of press a little bit more, because he knows what seven speed can be as soon as he gets out of the batter's box?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I actually, watching it live, I thought that ball was out in front of the mound a little bit more, but it was actually right to him. I mean, he was on the dirt, so, you know, I'm sure he sees out of the corner of his eye how hard Bobby's going as soon as he leaves the box. So there's no question that his speed has something to do with that.
When you look at that too, because then, you know, first to third, you've got to love your chances with Bobby on third and Vinny up to bat. And again, the play that happens, the guy takes one glance, you know, to see where Bobby's at, and he's already in the air, ready to chest first slide, and the run scores. And again, you win the game 2-1. But again, it was one of those games I thought was a gutsy win, because you leaned on your ace, you leaned on your superstar and his speed, and the guy that hits behind him knocks him in. It may not be the prettiest score in the stat book, but hey, a win's a win, and you've taken 2 out of 4 from Minnesota, which is a huge series for you guys.
Yeah, well, all good points. I mean, you know, we're running a contact play there, which means, you know, if Vinny smokes a ball right to the first baseman, it's likely Bobby's out, you know, and that's the risk we're going to take. But just any sort of slower hit ball, you know, Bobby's going to score. If Vinny chops that ball, he's going to score easily. But, you know, it doesn't matter at the end of the day how you get your one more than the other team. You know, and you can, you know, I know in football sometimes you call it an ugly win or whatever. They're wins. And that's at the end of the season, mm-hmm. You're going to look up and your record is what your record is. And there's going to be games where, you know, you fall in a fashion that, you know, you wish you had back, like that. I'm sure, you know, the Twins, that's not their best game yesterday. And you know, that's going to happen to everybody, but you need to take advantage of it when those opportunities are presented to you.
Is Bubic surprising you, or is this kind of what you expected from him? Because he's been fantastic as well.
We're not surprised. I mean, you know, I don't think you ever expect someone to go out and throw shutouts every time he's out there, but we have very high expectations for him, and he does of himself. You know, I mean, he's not a rookie. He's been around. He understands what he needs to do. He's developed a really good pitch mix. We know he's got great deception. You know, he's got good stuff. He's a real competitor. He's very, you know, calm in his demeanor, but he is a very, very competitive guy. And behind the scenes, he's never satisfied with what the results have been. He's always trying to improve. He has a great relationship with Brian and the coaching staff. You know, they constantly game plan and work on what pitches need to be tweaked. So, yeah, we definitely feel very fortunate to have him in our rotation.
Yeah, and I think having him as the fifth guy, per se, or Lorenzen the fifth guy in the rotation, both of those guys, having four and five as strong as you do and having one, two, and three being legit, you're like, man, this is going to be a tough out for anybody when all five of these guys are going.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, so much is made of the order of the rotation, especially early in the season. But as we know, these guys are all going to hopefully make 30-plus starts. And that's, you know, these orders get messed up by rain delays, you know, uncommon off days where you're not matching up number one with number one all the way through the season. Things happen with days off and you know, especially the All-Star break, everybody resets their rotation. So it really doesn't matter who's one and who's five, because they're all going to make 30-plus starts if they're healthy. And that's, you know, we look at every night as its own individual game, and it doesn't matter if it's game one or game 162. These guys will take the ball whenever they can and go out and try to beat you.
Do you have a certain date in mind where you start to, like, really evaluate and kind of get a feel for what people are going to be like this season?
No. I mean, I think the way I approach it is each game is its own individual season. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. You know, you can talk about certain months, you can talk about certain stretches of the schedule, but it really does us no good to look at it that way. I mean, we have to attack each and every day. And if you're waiting for May to hit, or you're waiting for this part of the schedule or this series, then what are you doing on today? You're overlooking it. And that's not the right attitude in my mind.
I'm talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on Fesco and Dusty. We'll give you three more to finish off. Number one, Bob's nickname for your guys at the end of the bullpen, Harvey, Ursig, and Estevez. He wants to call it He. Do you have a nickname in your mind what you want to call this bullpen?
I like He.
Okay, that's not a question, right? That's just a statement.
I mean, do you have a nickname for him? Or do you hate it?
I don't have a nickname for him, but Bob's the one with the imagination. We'll go with that.
All right, and then number two, have you watched any anime yet? Because your, you know, guy that closed out games does the anime feature of the Goku or whatever it is. Have you got into that at all yet?
I will be honest, I did not know what that was. So I did see someone brought it to our attention of what it was. But, hey, I hope I see a lot of that this year.
No doubt about it. And then the last one, speaking of Magnolia and Sugar Magnolia, will you have any sort of eye towards the Masters?
I love watching it. I haven't seen what our times are, whether it'll match up. I mean, I think it's an awesome event. I've always liked to see the scenery there. I've never gotten to go there or, you know, appreciated in person, but sure, I'll definitely, I'm not following closely like who's favored or any of that kind of stuff, but I will definitely watch it if I get an opportunity.
Well, the eyes of the world are on the Masters and you guys right now.
That's right.
You guys are working it today.
That's right. And since you answered all those questions, great. I have to ask, did you watch Jack Caglione's home run last night?
I saw it in the box score. I have not watched it. The video of it yet. I will at some point.
Oh my gosh.
You won't see the ball. It's gone so fast.
Yeah, what a specimen he is. Well, Matt Cotrero, go out there and take three out of
four. He's gone.
Maybe get four out of four from those Twins, and we'll be locked in tonight as Seth Lugo takes the slab and continues these quality starts. Thanks for the time, Matt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
He loves it.
That's fantastic.
He.
What? Cut his reaction to that, great. Please.
Coming up on the other side, we'll re...
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.